everyone. Welcome. Happy Sunday evening. I'm your host for the next half hour, Lisa Salvatore, where we will get grounded mind, body, and soul. Hope everyone had a wonderful week and is wonderful weekend and is gearing up for a nice warm week ahead. Tonight, we are talking about intuitive sessions, which is what I do, and what they are, how they work, what they can and cannot do, and how they can be extremely helpful, and why you may want to have one, why you might want to work with me. I actually have a lovely guest with me here today. Her name is Marianne. Hi, Marianne.
Hi, Lisa.
We're going to be talking to her a little bit throughout the show tonight. And she's actually, I don't use the word client because I don't like that word personally. I would say she's become a friend. I see her a few times a year, I would say, right?
Yes.
Would you say like we've seen each other
four or five times
this year? Yeah. Okay. Not this year, but over the last couple of years. Yes. She's a wonderful person and we're going to hear from her in a little bit. But first I want to talk about a little bit more about what I do. So if you go to my website, which is www.lisasalvatore.com, it does talk about the modalities that I work with. And first and foremost, I am an intuitive tarot reader and I do astrology as well. And I say intuitive tarot reader because the tarot cards to me tell a story. They're like they're images. They're beautiful images, and they also have a lot of astrology and numerology that go with them. I don't always use them or necessarily need them, but I do like to use them because they truly enhance the information. And when I am sitting with somebody or on the phone with them, it does really help to open up the energy more. A lot of times people are nervous when they're, you know, they're basically being vulnerable. They're having somebody, right, wouldn't you say? You're being vulnerable. You're opening yourself up to kind of a stranger who's saying things to you in a way where that could be very personal. And the beauty of that, though, is I am a very objective and non-judgmental person. So I just kind of, to me, it's just second nature. I just, the goal is to help this person somehow, give them some kind of insight that they may not be aware of, or help them to make a decision that they might be on the fence with, or maybe let them see a different spin to what they're going through that they may not have thought of. Because a lot of times, intuitively, on a deep level, this person will know that there's more to the story and they just need somebody to help them sift through, I guess I would say, the emotional layers here to get to the bottom of things. Because we do always know on a deep level. The soul always knows what to do. The challenge is to silence the ego and the mind. Now, a lot of people will ask me, why don't you call yourself a psychic? Why don't you refer to yourself as a psychic? To be perfectly honest, my real reason for that is because I feel like if you say you're a psychic, there's no room for error, basically. Everybody expects you to be right 100% of the time. And nobody is ever right 100% of the time. I actually have a joke. I was interviewed on a radio show last month, and the woman said to me, "So you don't say you're a psychic, but I'm telling everyone you're psychic because you're psychic, because everything you've ever told me has happened." She said, "So I'm going to just say, why don't you say that? How often would you say you're right?" And I looked at her and I said, about 97.8% of the time, and we just started hysterical laughing. So when you just don't want people to feel like you're saying, you know what, I'm always right. I'm 100% correct all the time. And everything that I say is going to happen, and it is written in stone, because guess what? Nothing's written in stone. There's always an element of free will involved. There's different paths that people can take. And while, yes, some things are definitely, I would say, going to happen because they're part of your plan or your fate, however you want to look at it, but there is also an element of free will oftentimes. Marianne, would you say that the sessions you've had with me have been, because I honestly don't remember what we discuss from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say a lot of times they're of a psychic nature where I predict things for you and they do happen?
Yes, definitely. But not only psychic, medium also. And
So for those that are listening, because I know a lot of people don't know what that means, mediumship is basically when you have the ability to be receiving energy from spirit, somebody who's passed on. Doesn't happen all the time with every person that I'm working with, which is why I also don't advertise that way. I just wanted to clarify that. But go ahead, Marianne.
So I've had several sessions with Lisa, and many situations that she had brought up validated some of my feelings and actually did come to fruition. One example has to do with my work. And Lisa didn't know me at all, and I was looking to get out of my job. I worked with a family member, my husband, and I wanted to move on. And so we hired somebody, and it wasn't really working out. And Lisa didn't know this. So when I came to her for the first time, she said that she saw me looking for a job change and that the person that we hired isn't going to work out. And you're going to be there a little longer than you wish you were going to be. And I was so upset. But anyway, that week, the girl, my husband had fired her. And Lisa also said within 6 weeks, we would find someone else that would work out. It was 8 weeks, but we did find someone. And she is still there. And it did take me a little longer than expected. It took me about 6 months to finally leave, and I am gone. And that was good.
Now, for anybody who's listening that might be a skeptic, I would just like to equate this to, for example, like an architect. If I look at somebody drawing that does an architectural drawing, I look at what they've drawn with the numbers and the house layouts and whatever else they're doing. And to me, that's, oh my gosh, that's gibberish. You know, I can't fathom that one way or the other. I can never visualize what a house is going to look like based off of that. That's just not my thing. That's not the way that my brain works. So think about that. If someone can be gifted in that respect and then form this beautiful home, someone else can be gifted in the respect of the intuition, the underworld, what we can't see, energy, and be able to deliver you some insight off of that. So look at it that way. So if you're skeptical, maybe just try to be a little more open-minded about it. And hey, you wouldn't know unless you try, right?
Right.
So you have to look at it from that perspective as well. Now, the other thing I want to mention that you just talked about was the timing. That was a good point. You said, I think you said, I told you six, it ended up being eight.
Right.
Timing is one of those things that it can be very difficult to pinpoint as an intuitive, because you know, you can usually tell when the energy's far off, and you can also tell when it's right around the person. And I have all different variations of that. I can be talking to someone and I can feel, and I'll say to them, I feel like everything's literally like, you're in 3 months here. This is going to be quick. And then other people, you can tell this is going to take like 1 to possibly even 2 or 3 years to develop. It really depends on the person's energy. And I think you would agree that that's probably been more.
Definitely.
More accurate than not, I would say, with the timing.
Yes.
Because I've been told, I receive feedback about that a lot. Okay. And also on my website, you'll see that I say I'm a soul path consultant. And the reason why I came up with soul path consultant is because what I'm really doing is I'm helping you to go deep down and uncover your creative side, what you're really longing for and how to work towards this. Because again, like I said earlier, your soul always knows what's good for you, but the challenge is to silence the ego. So that's what I'm doing. I'm helping you get out of your ego into the soul a little bit more and more in alignment with where you want to go. So if you are working a dead-end job, but you feel deep down inside of you, you want to start writing your new book and you don't know how this is going to happen, together we will figure this out. We'll come up with some kind of a creative solution. Obviously, you can't just quit your job and, you know, just start writing full time without any income coming in. So there's got to be another way. But the soul will know what to do to help you. Would you agree with that?
Definitely. Many times you've brought up things that I've really thought about doing and thought it would be impossible. And why am I thinking this? And then you come up with this and, for example, writing a book or working with animals or different things. And I'm like, well, wow, I thought about that. And here it is, you're presenting it. And maybe it is a possibility and maybe I can do it and I should look into it.
And take some steps maybe to help bring yourself more into alignment
right.
with what feels good. Because that's really, you don't want to be doing something that you feel miserable with or, you know, day
right.
to day. And just, you know, I've been there. I know how it's soul sucking basically when you're doing something that you truly just can't. It's just not your passion at all. It's not even something that you like, and you just feel like you're energetically dying. It's really
Definitely.
Not fun. So, I also recently, not recently, but I've with the Soul Path Consulting, a big part of that is I do astrology charts for people based on their actual time of birth, and that also shows a lot of your natural gifts and talents, and where you may have some challenges and things that you may want to work on or find more challenging. And this will open your eyes to that. And actually, that was your last session that you
that
had.
That was my last session. I had thought about having my chart done for a long time and finally went ahead with it. And Lisa and I sat down and went through my chart. And it is totally amazing. Things that I've been thinking about and feeling. And it's just there. It's in the chart. And she brought it out. And it gives you a lot of food for thought. It's a good therapy session.
I always say that too. I say it's like a much, it's a cheaper form of therapy because you do it one time and then you kind of work with the energy of your chart because then you have it with you. So you
definitely
can look back at it or listen to your recording or whichever way, and you can, it will always ring a new bell for you.
Definitely.
And that's why I say it's a blueprint of your soul, basically, because it is. It's showing you, it's tapping into a side of yourself that you may not even be aware of until somebody brings it out to you.
Yeah, and it validates the fact that you're not crazy.
Like, we all are a little crazy, and this will show why.
But, you know, sometimes I think, why am I thinking this? And is this really what I should be thinking about? And no, I must be crazy. And then Lisa, I'm not crazy.
Right. And there's so many layers to all of us and our personalities and what makes us tick and what triggers us. And it's just, it's really, if anybody would like to have their chart done, or even just a regular intuitive session, I'm offering a special as well for anybody listening tonight that decides to purchase a session within the next 24 to 48 hours by using the code RADIO, all lowercase, doesn't matter, uppercase or lowercase. And if you do that through www.lisasalvatore.com within the next 24 to 48 hours, you will receive a nice little discount on any of the sessions that you decide to book. But I would say that the charts are, I don't know, I love doing that. I love doing all this, but I love looking at someone's chart and seeing, piecing together who they are. And,
definitely. The fact you brought out that in my chart, I would be working with my husband, and I do. I did, thank God.
and it would show why, yeah.
Yeah, and it was there. It was literally in the chart.
It's very cool. So the third way I work is I'm also a certified health and wellness coach. And I say intuition nutrition. That's what I like to call it because I'm not a doctor, obviously. I don't have a medical degree. But what I use the process of discover and recover, I call it, because it's all connected, the mind, body, and the soul. And I don't know if I've ever worked with you in that capacity.
Not yet.
Because it probably hasn't come up. But I can literally be sitting with somebody, and I will see, in my mind's eye, a deficiency that might be coming up for them or that they may have. And I'll sometimes feel that in my body, which is telling me that that's going on with the person. So for me, what will happen is if someone has a magnesium deficiency, for example, when I'm sitting with them or I'm on the phone with them, my right eye will start to tick underneath. And it sounds crazy, but this is what happens, that they're showing me this person needs some magnesium. Now, when it's my own problem with magnesium, it'll be my left side. So
that's
how
funny.
I differentiate. And it never fails. It's just the way it works for me. So that's why I call it intuition nutrition. And it's just to kind of let you know, I'm tuning in and I'm saying to you, you know what? You need some vitamin C. You're good right now, but if you don't keep up with it, it's going to start to become an issue. Or I'm, for some reason, very gifted with seeing thyroid issues. I don't know why. I can look at somebody and just say, you need to go have your thyroid checked. So this is why, you know, with the health and wellness coaching piece, I love doing that as well because I've changed my life through my lifestyle, through diet and nutrition, and it has made everything so much, you know, clearer and better and brighter, basically. So I love to help others in that way as well. And the intuitive piece is such a huge part of that. So I'm going to also talk a little bit about how I conduct my sessions. So, and by the way, I want to just say it works the same because people ask this all the time. I have clients all over the globe. It works the same if you're sitting right in front of me or if you're on the phone. People think that you have to be in front of me or any intuitive in order to get the best session possible. And I actually find, well, yes, in person's great because you're meeting the person, you're really getting to see them eye to eye. I like the phone better because there's no preconceived anything. You don't
right.
see the person. You're literally just hearing their voice. I think we've done it over the phone a few times, right?
You've done with my daughter over the phone.
Yeah. And did she find it to be
great?
Just as accurate?
Okay. Yes, just as accurate.
Yeah, because I get that feedback that there's some people that will only do the phone and they live near me. They're just like, you know what, this is so much more convenient. I feel like we get a really, you know, nice time together and everything's the same, so it doesn't. And I record it for you and I send it to you, so it's not like you don't have it to refer back to. So the way that I conduct the session is I always say I like to give my information first and then have you ask me questions later.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're always, typically when you're having a session, you do have questions that you want answered. But I always say, let me do my thing first. I do a nice brief little meditation with you where we quiet the mind to get ready to exchange information and energy and take some deep breaths and make sure that the person feels comfortable and relaxed because there's always nerves involved. I sometimes will get readings by some people. Yes, I admit that. And I'm also very nervous. And I do this work. So it's just a matter of just opening up to somebody and saying, like, geez, what's this person going to tell me? Are they going to tell me something bad? Are they going to tell me, you know, I have to do this or I have to? No. I'm never going to tell you what you have to do. I'm going to tell you what I see. I'm going to tell you some paths that you can take. I'm going to tell you the likely outcome if you take each path. I will definitely let you know if I sense some kind of danger around you that you need to be aware of. but I'm not gonna, you know, scare the life out of you or, you know, so
never.
If it's something that you're afraid to try, just research it a little bit, and whether it's with me or another intuitive, research it a little bit and figure out if this is someone's energy you feel that you can jive with. And then that's how you decide if you'd like to have a session. So, like I said, information first, questions later. Your questions will typically be answered before you even get to ask them.
They always are.
Yes. Yeah,
always.
So it's just because whatever's in your energy field, that's what's coming up. And the stuff that's not as important, you may have a question, but if it's not that important, it likely won't come through. So you will maybe have to ask, you know, I always say there's no stupid questions, right?
Right.
So it could be something very small, but if it's important to you, then it's important. And you definitely can ask that. So I'm not one of those off limits people. You can ask me whatever you want. If I can tap in and give you some kind of energetic read on it, I absolutely will. And if I can, I'm very honest and I'll say, you know what? I'm not seeing anything with that right now. That doesn't happen too often, but it does happen sometimes. Now, the difference, I want to talk about this, between validation and giving information. This is important. So in a session with somebody, what happens is I'm with them and I'm getting a lot of information through images and pictures, and it's happening very quickly. So I'm spitting out. Would you agree I'm fast? I spit out a lot of information.
Oh my gosh. In an hour, you will get an amazing amount of information.
So, and it's often hard for me because I'm seeing it and I'm trying to make sense of it and I'm spitting it out at the person and they're getting it. So I always say be open-minded, because the way I'm seeing it may not be exactly how it's applicable to your life, but you know what I'm saying.
And you've even said that, I don't know why I'm saying this. It probably makes sense to you, but...
Yes, and I always say that, because as long as you can validate and say, you know what, yes, that makes sense. That's all I need. I don't need to know why. I don't need to know who, where. That doesn't matter to me. It just needs to hit you in your heart and soul and make sense to you for it to, so I'm validated, you're validated, we're good.
Right.
But now that's not pulling information out of the person, because I know some skeptics will say, well, you're leading. They're asking you. No, if I say to you, I feel like your brother is this, you have a brother, correct? You're going to say yes. And if it's wrong, you're going to say, you know, no, that's wrong. I don't have a brother. So...
Right.
It's not leading. It's more about, it's validation. That's the key. So how would you say our first experience together was?
Oh, my God.
I don't even remember how it happened, or did I meet you at a party? Or
my daughter referred me to you.
Okay.
She had a phone session with you, and she told me how amazing and crazy and accurate you were, and I needed to see for myself. I did an in-person reading with Lisa, because my house is always noisy. I can never find a quiet place, so I needed to get out. And as soon as I met Lisa, you feel totally comfortable, like I've known her forever. And the way she reads, the information flows out so eloquently, and she just makes you feel comfortable. She doesn't tell you anything really tragic or bad or anything like that, and everything's just been so nice, and I can't even explain. I feel comfortable and relieved when I leave a session with Lisa. She just confirms what I'm feeling, and I know that I'm on a good path.
That's really nice to hear. But also, I want to just stress that if there is something negative, I will touch upon it, but I try to always give you the silver lining, because there is always a silver lining. So not everything's always, maybe not
well,
for you,
I mean,
specifically,
tragic, yeah.
But not everything's always, you know, Rose, rainbows and lollipops.
Right.
And I mean,
I've had some stuff with legal situations that isn't a fun thing to talk about. And yeah, you gave me not like such a pretty picture sometimes.
I try to do it nicely.
Yeah, nice, definitely. So it's very comfortable.
Yeah, the goal is to have you feeling relieved.
Yeah.
Even if what I'm saying is not necessarily wonderful news or what you might want to hear, as long as it's what you need to hear to get you to where you need to go next. That's
exactly
the most important thing to me.
Exactly.
And what keeps you, just for the listeners, what keeps you, we might have answered this already, but what keeps you coming back to me and referring me? Because you've very nicely referred me to a lot of people, which I really appreciate.
You're welcome. Well, first of all, I record all of my sessions with Lisa, and over the course of months, I'll listen to them, because sometimes, you know, I miss something that you've heard, and then all of a sudden, you know, it's pertinent at the time because it's happened or whatever. And it's because you're accurate, and it's helped me get through some tough times. Personally, or through my job, or, you know, with my kids, and I feel comfortable and safe. Safe is a good word.
Thank you.
So you're welcome. So that's why I keep coming back. And everybody that I've referred to you is amazed and feels the same way. My cousin felt like she wanted to be your friend forever. Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That's nice. That's nice to hear, because that's what I want people to feel. I don't want them to feel like they're coming to this unsafe space and where they're being judged, because that's I'm not a judgy person at all.
Oh, definitely not.
I always say we've all got our stuff, right?
Yeah. So, and there's so many different aspects of you.
True. Yeah. Like everyone. We all have. Yeah. I always say nobody is just anything. We've all got several different facets to our personality and things that we do and who we are and how we operate that makes us unique. That's the key. And what I also like to try to help people to do is to realize you should shine your light. Show who you are. Don't worry so much about it. Of course, I do. I say this. I don't always take my own advice, but, you know, that's the truth. You just want to always be, just be you. Just be yourself, and you allow the space for other people to show up the same way. Yep. And that's the key. And I want to just briefly talk about the energy for the rest of this month, by the way. I want to ask somebody, Marianne, for example, have you been feeling that energetically, let's just inside, have you been feeling off or weird or like things are, I don't know what the word is, not right?
I feel that a lot. But yes, yes.
Okay. So I like to talk about this, and I blog about this a lot. So if you're interested, please join my newsletter at lisasalvatore.com, lisasalvatore.com. I like to always keep you up to date on what's going on astrologically and energetically, because it does affect us on an internal level and an external level as well, not just worldwide, but, you know, personally. And I always say forewarned is forearmed. So I like to bring this information to you so that you're aware and that you don't feel crazy, that you know there's an actual explanation. Even if you may not necessarily believe it, just hearing it might ring a bell in your head and you'll say, oh, that makes so much sense. That's why I didn't sleep last night, or that's why I feel this way, or this is why this person's irritating me. It helps. It helps you to validate that you're not cuckoo, that there is really something to it, right? So the first thing I want to talk about is, oh my gosh. So Mercury, our planet of communication, is going retrograde as of August 12th, okay?
Oh, no.
So that's next week. Happens three times a year. So you obviously are familiar with Mercury retrograde. Okay. So Mercury is our planet of, it rules all communication and travel and written documents, and it's going backwards from August 12th through September 5th. Now, that basically means that if something can go wrong for you while you're traveling or with your documents or emails, computers. Yes, my husband's a computer guy and it never fails. He never used to believe in this. Now he marks it on his calendar because every Mercury retrograde, everything goes down.
Yep.
He gets bombarded. It's just the way that it works. Now, don't be alarmed by that. I'm not saying this to scare you. It's just to be aware of it. But no, I always say that as long as you're paying extra attention, so if you have to sign any contracts, if you're purchasing a home, anything you're doing in that chunk of time, August 12th through September 5th, it doesn't mean don't do it. It just simply means take your time, reassess, reevaluate, and realign. That's what I always say. Really take your time, look at everything with a fine-tooth comb, just because if something can go wrong and there's room for error, it will happen at that time. It doesn't have to if you're being vigilant. So just keep that in mind, okay? And we do tend to feel like communication with others gets very spotty at that time as well. So, you know, try to watch the way that you're presenting information, the way that you're speaking to somebody at a party, let's just say. You don't want to start any kind of an argument because there is the opportunity for a lot of miscommunication when Mercury's retrograde. So you definitely want to pay attention to that. So again, that's August 12th through September 5th. Another biggie, we have a solar eclipse on Monday, the 21st of August. And this is being talked about a lot as being something extremely powerful. Where we're all going to definitely feel something and feel some sort of a shift on several different levels. And a solar eclipse occurs when the scientific definition of that is when the moon covers the face of the sun as seen from the earth. So the coverage of that allows us to see the day as if it were nighttime, and it reveals the solar energy, basically, and it's felt strongly. So, and this is all across the continental United States. So when this happens, it's powerful, and it does affect us on a deep level. The moon is, as I've talked about before, the moon is our psyche. It's who we are at our core. It's the rhythms of the planet. It's the feminine energy. And with a solar eclipse, it's intensified, like, you know, beyond. So imagine the full moon times 10. That's what a solar eclipse is. And people have been talking about, if you don't believe me, just Google it. People have been talking about this eclipse and this, even just 2017 in general, as being a very cathartic, very challenging and changeful, I would say, year. Lots of shifting, lots of shaping. Things are being felt on a deep level. I'm sure people listening are probably saying, wow, I have been feeling a little bit like, almost like, how do you explain it? It's energy, like just things coming. You can't always explain it. Why am I so anxious? Why does my stomach feel upset? Why do I feel like my heart's palpitating? Why this? Why? Without a medical explanation, it's the energy. It's definitely the energy. So again, if you want to read more about that, please follow me on my blog because I talk about this a lot. And when things go off track this month, it's extremely important for you to go out into nature. Honestly, go out into nature, the source. Go out there, meditate, get near the water, whatever you have to do to get grounded. As a good friend of mine says, don't lose your cookies because you will want to. It's going to feel that way. We're all feeling it. It's the energy. And then we've got more coming up in September. We'll talk about that next month. But, and this is not anything negative. I'm not trying to, you know, freak anybody out. It's just to let you know that this is coming up. You're going to be feeling, I would say, maybe off a little. Your sleep might be disturbed. Your patterns may change. You're just not going to maybe necessarily feel like yourself. Are you affected by the moons? I'm curious. Are you affected by full moons? And what's your pattern? Like, how do you feel? What do you notice?
I feel more energy.
Oh, wow. Okay, so we're out of time. We're going to talk a lot more about this next month. So, Marianne, thank you so much for being with me.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
It was lovely to have you. Again, www.lisasalvatore.com. Have a great night. Thank you.